Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast show called Health Beat. My name's Brian Hazelgren, and this show is all about topics related to health and wellness and developing a positive lifestyle. We discuss topics about healthy living, and the show is full of ideas, innovations, science, and discussions with experts for the very best possible solutions to take care of your body and mind. It's time for you to feel better and look better and learn more about what's out there to help you achieve better health and wellness. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Health Beat. Let's get started. Hi there, I'm Brian Hazelgren, and I want to share with you a little bit of really cool information that I think you'll like to see as we go through a quick webinar about virtual healthcare that's delivered with AI technology through a national network of healthcare professionals. So today we're coming together through Truckers Health Network, also showing the AI technology that's provided by Protexa Healthcare, and also the New Wave Medical Network and why that network is so important to help make all of this work. This is actually a webinar about RoboRita. You may have heard that already from whoever invited you to take a look at this webinar, but that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get started, and I can share the screen with you, show you the logos of the three companies that are bringing this opportunity to you. Again, Truckers Health Network, Protexa Health Tech or Protexa Healthcare, and New Wave Medical Network. So when people get sick on the road, they actually need to have health and wellness options available to them. We've all traveled, and when we get sick and we're on the road, it's not a fun experience. Not a fun experience being sick anyway, but especially not if you're on the road and you need health care options. So we have challenges as travelers, whether we're a truck driver or a family traveling and a loved one gets sick. We literally usually have limited access to care. And oftentimes that can be dangerous, especially for the trucking community. Our truck drivers and families not only have that limited access, but they also are dealing with stressful conditions while they're on the road. And then looking at having 24-hour access to medical professionals while they're on the road or while any of us are on the road is a key component of traveling. So our goal is to keep drivers and travelers healthy through this national network of healthcare professionals. You know, a healthy lifestyle for truckers and travelers is what our goal is, but sometimes we also need to just have a quick conversation about virtual primary care, where you can basically have unlimited access to a care team and have that access available to you 24/7. Also, where we can have solutions while we're on the road, like literally having a live conversation with a healthcare professional and having solutions delivered to us while we're on the screen with that healthcare provider, even getting prescriptions filled and having some wellness coaching taken care of. This type of a program is really convenient. It's reliable. And you get connected, again, with this national network of healthcare providers. You also skip the lines. Don't worry about having to stand in line or sitting at in a waiting room waiting to see a medical healthcare professional. You can skip all that. So before we actually get into the real reasons why we're putting this program together and the key things that we can deliver, I wanted to point out a few things that might help you understand why this is also important. There are 500 to 5,000 visitors going through truck stops in the U.S. on a daily basis. Yes, I did say 5,000. There's a couple in the country that are very large and they're very busy. And those are truck stops. So there's a little over 2,500 truck stops in the U.S. There's about 56,000 fitness centers. And 76% of employees view having an on-site clinic, something that's at their campus where they work, as a valuable benefit. 76% say that. $1 million is what any company can plan on spending if they want to have a medical facility built on their campus. That's pretty costly. 814,660 upscale resort rooms are in the U.S. I'm trying to help you understand as we get into this a little bit deeper, where some of those locations might be where we'll put this Rita kiosk to perform the telemedicine visits. And let's keep this in mind. There are, if you look all the way across the board, there's urgent care facilities across the U.S. Some cities are really high, like up in the Northeast, it can be over $400 for a visit. But the average for an urgent care visit across the U.S. Is $180. Now, that's coming from all kinds of different sources, these data points. You can see them at the bottom of the screen there. I won't take time to read those. We have articles on every one of those statistics if you'd like to see them. Few other key data points to keep in mind. 37% of people who were over 18 last year, they relied on using telemedicine or telehealth. Almost 28 million patients were using telehealth last year in 2022. This particular industry is considered to be a $194 billion industry. 91% of people that actually are patients that use the telemedicine platform claim that that platform helps them stay on top of their wellness initiatives. And did you know that 80% of doctors are now using telemedicine in their practice? This is a really interesting statistic here. 8 visits per patient per year of those 27.6 million at the top. They used the telemedicine platform 8 times during last year. That's pretty telling. So the industry is expected to be climbing and growing and getting bigger to about $460 billion by the end of 2030. So our goal is to make sure that we offer innovative solutions to truck drivers and to travelers as they are going down the road and someone gets sick. And it's all provided through a national network of medical providers. And we can also help reduce corporate healthcare expenses. I'll get into that in just a minute. For now, again, just want to introduce you to what Rita looks like. Again, Rita stands for Remote Intelligent Telehealth Assistant. So we view this as the new type of absentee ownership. Because we can offer telehealth solutions without requiring an office visit or those long lines. We have a national network of healthcare providers. Patients are able to talk to the medical professional 24/7. They can get answers and solutions. They can even get their prescriptions refilled. Again, no long lines that are long waits that they have to sit and wait for a medical professional to be in front of the screen with them. There's some really cool AI technology that we'll talk about today that's built into this system through Protexa and the platform that's built in. So we build these devices, we support them, and then we maintain them. There's also another area that I want you to be aware of, and that is not only is the Rita available with the actual device that people can utilize, but it's also tied into an app. And so they can scan a QR code that's on the device that'll tag them so that we know where that patient originally started that initial or virtual exam. Healthcare professionals love this because it's helping them grow their practice. That's the first part, the virtual exam. Then there's prescriptions and supplements that can be ordered while they're together and sent to their home or wherever they're traveling to. Medical tests can also be ordered. Follow-up visits can be scheduled. And now you're starting to see that there's a bond that's being formed with the patient and the provider. And even if there's longer-term initiatives that need to be engaged, like chronic care management or remote patient monitoring and even referrals given, all that is part of that ecosystem and working directly with the medical professionals, that the two areas are tied together, two devices, let me say that way, and platforms are combined with the Rita device and with the app that's also available for the patients. Now, I want to talk with you just for a moment about this back-end technology. What you're seeing on the screen now is the Protexa IQ Optimizer. This is a very powerful AI technology platform that allows the device to actually log all of the data and the what's going on between, you know, the professional and the patient. The patient can actually tap on one of the tablets and drill down with the medical professional and literally get right to the heart of the matter. So if you've got a backache, you can keep tapping on your back. If you've got a shoulder ache, if you've got a stomach ache, your head doesn't feel well, you're not breathing well, you're tapping on that screen in those areas. And now other questions are being popped up on the screen, and the medical professional who is trained on how to use Protexa IQ, they see that on the other end when they're talking to you. Very powerful little system that our friends at Protexa Health Tech have put together. This is an amazing piece of software. So it allows the provider to drill down. And also, if there's documentation that needs to be attached, that's done automatically in the background. So whenever they're drilling down and insurance may be involved, the proper codes are being put into the patient's chart as they're going through the exam. The patient file is then automatically updated, and it's all done so through the Protexa IQ Optimizer platform. Next, let's talk about New Wave Medical Network. New Wave Medical Network, simple. It's a national network of healthcare providers that take those telehealth calls that are initiated by the RoboRita device. So that we were covered in all 50 states. Regular exams, of course, are taken care of, and even specialty visits. Even if we need to get down and really be specialized, that can actually happen in that 15-minute phone call with a provider. So it's a very powerful system that we've put together here for you to look at. And you may be wondering, well, have you ever done anything like this before? And well, first of all, there are devices that you can take a look at, and we'll talk about that a little bit further here. But I wanted to share with you some of the other things that have been done where we had to build a national network. I used to own a manufacturing company. We manufactured vending machines, all different types. You just seeing a few up here on the screen. We had those machines where we had to market those to, we had 7.5-foot machines. We had 5-foot tall machines. We had machines in several movies. We even created one that was a spiral based machine that was actually designed around my kitchen table with my partners a long time ago. So we sold a lot of those devices, but we also, and worldwide, but we also had to find the locations and then manage the entire system. Off to the right there, we also put together a program to help raise more money and awareness for sick kids through Children's Miracle Network. That canister program raised over $10 million when we were working with that. So that was a powerful, and again, many, many units, thousands and thousands of those units were out in all kinds of locations like Walmart and Sam's Club and Costco and Food Lion, Hy-Vee, Carmike Theaters, just to name a few. But that was a successful vending program where, again, we had to even design different sizes so that they would fit in different areas as well. So just wanted to tell you a little bit about that history and some of the things that we've done in the past. Now, what are our target markets? Quite simply, you can see on the screen here, fitness centers, truck stops, corporate campuses are also a big target market for us because that's, as we talked about earlier, it costs $1 million to build one of those medical facilities, and then at least $500,000 a year to maintain it. You can have a RoboRita there and pretty much accomplish the same thing. It's not a personal in-person visit, but that can still be scheduled. Resorts and hotels, retail and grocery, medical practices are even looking at putting the RITAs into their practice to help cut down on some of their costs. Schools and airports, it's basically high traffic areas that we're looking for to be able to deliver the healthcare services. And so again, those devices are shipped and configured at the location. We take care of all that for you. And through a national network of providers is where the services are provided. And then we just talked about the Protexa Health Tech programs. Let's talk a little bit about where the income streams from this device come from. First of all, in the first area, we charge for the use of the device. We have one-time fees, or they can patients can also be on a subscription model. We also have advertising opportunities. And so if the device is not being utilized, that screen on the top that you see in the picture there actually turns into a screen that can show videos from our corporate sponsors and partners. Can have their logo scrolling across the top. And then that also turns into online sales. You literally can go online and order some of the products that we have on Truckers Health Network. And then another area that we've actually put together here, which might be of interest to you, is additional services and sales that can be provided through one of our other companies, where they, if that patient follows that system of, you know, the initial exam and then moving through and becoming an actual patient, then we've also got some revenue built in there for the co-owners or the licensees of the RITAs as well. So we can cover that in more detail. But there's four areas of the income streams. Here's how the one-time call breaks down that I wanted to share with you. That's a $79 call. This is now we're getting that from a telemedicine report put out by GoodRx earlier in 2023. And also, I wanted to compare that $79 to the average cost of, again, the urgent care visit of $180. Here's how it breaks down. You got the merchant fees to process the credit cards. You got the healthcare provider, the licensee, or the co-owner with us on the devices, our company, and then the site location. Sometimes the site locations actually want to participate in the revenue stream in order to give up that real estate. So that's based on what you can see there with the $11.85. But in several cases, they don't even charge us for that. So if that's the case, then that $11.85 figure then gets dispersed between the licensee and corporate. So it comes down to, again, $79 is how that breaks through. Well, what type of calls are they? Usually a 15-minute call. Averaging, and we're basing our future forecast, our hypothetical forecast that you'll see in just a moment. We're basing that off of 5 calls a day, and then an additional 15 minutes that's added on to the call. So you get a 15-minute call with the $79. If they need more than the 15 minutes, then the system automatically bills the credit card for an additional fee, and then we're also basing this off of an average of 2 after-hours calls. So it's really 7 calls a day, the 5 calls average at the top, and then the 2 after-hours calls. So 7 calls a day is what you'll see when we're going through these numbers. Now, subscription model, how does that break down? Well, at the top here, I want to show you where the revenue comes from, and that what I just mentioned just a moment ago, and the $79, that's go all the way across the, start on the left side there where it says one-time call, $79. Then you can see again those numbers, how they break down, who gets paid what. And then you can see there where it's highlighted in the blue of what the, how that gets broken down into to the licensee. Now, there's also an a monthly subscription that we'd like to introduce, and that's the $15 on that second line down. You see how that breaks out. You can also see that the provider does not participate in the subscription models. We just don't have the providers participating in that because they get paid when the call is actually made. So the call we would do a 15-minute monthly subscription. What we're trying to do is keep up with market demand so that we can have you'll see here in just a moment that there's several competitors who actually have a model similar to this. So if someone says, look, I like this $79 fee, that's great. That's way less expensive than going to an urgent care. But let's say they also want to get on a subscription model and then save a little bit of money if they're a frequent user of this particular system. So we discounted that down to $59 on the per call basis if they're on a subscription model. Or they can also pay an annual subscription up front and save even more money. I mean, if you look at that and delivering healthcare for $153 a year, that's a good program. When I mentioned that there's that fourth area of other services that can be divided up, you can see what the average payout could be to the licensee of the device. So again, now this is not any type of guarantee of income that the next couple of slides I'm going to show you. I'm just sharing with you how much money everyone gets paid in the system. Okay. So what about the providers, telehealth providers? Who's out there? Who's the top competitors? Now, what you're seeing on the screen is that, again, this is what market demand is leading us towards and looking at some type of a subscription model. But you can see in this area here, I'm going to actually back out of this for just a moment. I guess we don't need to. I've got an arrow there. I forgot about that. In this first area here, one-time visit, you can see what the averages are for those similar telehealth providers. It's just under $79. And then you can see what their average monthly subscription fee is. If you average all those together, $1,765. And then if they want to do a follow-up visit, most of the competitors charge kind of the same amount of money, but they also offer some type of a discount. And this was from Forbes magazine in December of 2023. Telemedicine has actually been around since 2010. You'll find in that report, if you want a copy of that report, we can send it to you. But each one of those Rita devices also allows us to have a QR code so that we can know where that through when we're running the reports that patient actually gets associated with that device. So if there's additional things that are being purchased, again, we'll know because they're tagged to the device through the QR code. As long as they scan the QR code, we're good to go. The next area is where we look at the potential revenue. So the first area at the top there shows that if you purchased one device, this is the one I probably ought to back out of. You purchase one device at $18.9. I want you to see that if you're purchasing additional devices, we're cutting down the price of each one of those devices. So if you purchase three to five devices, the price drops down to $18,522. If you purchase six or if you purchase 10, you can see on these line items right here that the purchase price does go down because we can buy things in bulk in order to manufacture the machines. The devices, we can pass those savings on to our partners. So typically our financial partners, the lenders that will finance these devices, they'd like to see a 25% down. That's what this line represents, the down payment of 25%. That's really up to them. That's not up to us. That is between you and the financial services partner. This section here is what you and they will agree on. How much the down payment will be, I'm just telling you what the typical amount is, 25%. What that amount would look like, and then what the estimated return on investment could look like if we do the 5 to 7 calls a day, like we talked about earlier, the advertising income, we can go through. That's a very complicated overview. It's going to take a little bit of time to walk you through that. I won't do this on this webinar, but we can certainly send you the spreadsheet so you can see the formulas. And then this is an average of monthly sales commissions as well. So what it comes down to is that you can see what the how the model is built based on the number of devices that you would like to purchase. And I also, again, want to point out that we're not guaranteeing this type of an income to the licensee. This is just presented for analysis only. So make sure you check these numbers out really carefully and you agree with them. Revenue may change. It may be something that is, you know, maybe your device is receiving a whole lot more activity. This is just, again, based on what we had talked about earlier in our model, where we said here that it's an average of 5 calls a day plus the additional 2 after hours calls and what everybody gets paid in the system. So wanted to share that with you. And then the next area I think might be important for you to understand is what do other types of medical equipment costs? What does that look like? How much are they? And so you can see on the screen, imaging devices are around $31,000. But if you go through that entire list and you average those out, it's just under $48,000 for an average piece of medical equipment. We're getting these numbers from Medical Price Online and their annual report. And in the presentation, you can see that that's where the link is. You can go there. And we also have that report there. So we can actually send it to you if you'd like to. See that as well. But you can see that we're nowhere close to the price of the Rita of what other medical devices are costing in the market. We do a lot of marketing to tell people about the Rita program, from our marketing materials to our website to our conferences that we hold. We hold an annual conference where we showcase the Rita, plus we'll be doing conferences throughout the year. There's also a website, of course, that we're advertising the Rita. I do a podcast called Health Beat. We're talking about the Rita on there, and then, of course, on social media. Now, again, the mobile app and the medical wallet that has been designed by Protexa and by New Wave Medical Network, that's also tied into the Rita so that the patient can have ongoing support even if they used it one time and they were traveling across the country. We can still make sure that we're taking care of that patient through the app. Truckers Health Network is really an ecosystem that I wanted you to be aware of, and so that you can see this, that it's built to provide, you know, just a lot of benefits to not only the truck drivers and the trucking companies, but also the support staff. Quite honestly, this is our ecosystem for our corporate wellness system that we've designed. So this is just one particular community that we knew that there was a crying need to help the truck drivers stay healthy while they're on the road. But this is really for, I wanted you to just be aware that there's an ecosystem of several services and products and systems that are built to help the trucking community and the trucking companies, but also work with even their family members. So again, virtual visits are just one click away using the Rita device. You can schedule further tests. You can even schedule further coaching if you'd like to while you're talking to your medical professional as any of the patients are using the device. It's convenient. It's personalized. It saves a lot of time. And this is an amazing system that we're just very honored to share with you. There's also some locations that require or would like to have the Rita in a soundproof pod. We have those available as well. Those pods, if you have a location where you really want to have the Rita in there and they require this particular type of soundproof pod for the patients to sit in, we can provide that to you. If you'd like to know more about that, it's usually about $3,900 to $5,900 in additional costs. But these are really cool because they're about 7 feet tall, 4 feet wide, and about 4.5 to 7 feet long. They are soundproof. They have a built-in ventilation system. They have a built-in electrical system. The glass is very thick. And so it's a nice way to have a private conversation with a healthcare provider, if that's what's required at that particular location. Also, one other thing that you need to be aware of is that we've created another organization within Truckers Health Network, and it's called Truckers for Kids. It's truck drivers literally raising money for children. We've got a partnership with Camp Hobie. Camp Hobie is helps fund trips for sick kids that go and just, you know, get a chance to be a kid again. So we're very honored to be involved with Camp Hobie and several other organizations to help raise additional funds and awareness for the kids, little kiddos that are sick. So this is all done through Truckers for Kids and that program. We also work with a lot of corporate partners where we get the employees and the customers and the vendors involved. So I wanted you to be aware that we also have an initiative when people are using the Rita device, part of the proceeds are going back to help support Truckers for Kids and even those visits for the kids to go to Camp Hobie. So wrapping up here, next steps would be to follow this link. Go online and get started on filling out some paperwork. You can also download what the specs are for the device, and you can learn more about how this device works, how it delivers the technology, and the even down to the point of seeing how the posters underneath or wheels underneath can actually be utilized to move that device around if you'd like to. We've got the order form or the bill of sale, and then we've got our service agreement. All that's encapsulated into this link, plus a few other things, a few other goodies to be aware of. So I wanted you to see all that. But for now, just wanted to sign off and tell you thank you for taking a few minutes out of your busy schedule to take a look at what we're doing with Truckers Health Network, Protexa Health Tech, and New Wave Medical Network. We've got some amazing programs that have been put together, and hopefully you'd like to embark on this journey with us. We're excited to work with you, but let's also pave the way together for a healthier and really a financially rewarding future. So thanks for joining us today, and I'll sign off for now. And if you've got any other questions, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us. Take care now.